Abaye Omar, Chayshina Shalmovit Shami Yeshlo Olav. That no, really, for the Pashup Shah is, that Pashup Shah is, he's not, that really Chashan Omar is Chashan Shvasa. If Chashan Omar is Chashan Shvasa, how can we make you guys swear in our Mishnah? The answer is, he's not really Chashan Mamona, because who says he's stealing the talis stam? Maybe he's stealing a talis because the guy owes him a Melva Yishana. Right? Last year, the guy owed him $100, and then the guy forgot and refused to pay. So now he grabs $100 worth of talis, and therefore he's not Chashan Mamona, he's just taking his own money. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi Nishko Beloshvua, if the only suspicion is Melva Yishana, then, meaning, as opposed to all these Morehead Teiras, all these other Morehead Teiras are, Morehead Teira, it's okay for me to do a Sachma, Morehead Teira, it's okay for me to Mishtami, this, that, all Morehead Teiras are doing something wrong. Over here, Taki deserves the money, right? If the guy really owes him the money, Nishko Lashua, then just let him win. Why do you need to prevent him? Why do you need to let him get his money? It's his money. So, Ella Chayshinan Shema Safi Milvishani Yesh Lo Olav. Really, the chash is a bit of far chash. Maybe the suffix Melvi Yishana. I mean, maybe he thinks the guy owes him money from last year, but he's not sure. And therefore, he's going to grab the money because he thinks the guy owes him money from last year. And therefore, we put a shvua on him to say, no, you shouldn't be grabbing people's talis because you think they owe you money. Maybe he doesn't owe you money. Why should you be grabbing his talis? Avlamrin tells me on the fig and shove not suffix. The only problem is, if we're assuming now Chashad Amona is Chashad Ashwasa, so if the guy would steal Misafik, then why won't he also swear falsely Misafik? Meaning, if someone who would totally steal would totally swear falsely, someone who would steal because he thinks he's probably right would swear because he thinks he's probably right. The answer is no. I'm ready to read it. Parsha Inish Misafik Shuva, below Parsha Misafik. Mamona, people of different attitudes. Suffic Mamon, they're more makel with. Suffic Shvua, they get porish. That's why there's being effective. That got my time. Mamon, he's a Machazara. Shvua, that's a Machazara. Why? Because Mamon, Suffic Mamon, you can always fix by giving the Mamon back. Suffic Shvua, so you can never fix. Because once you're falsely, there's no retracting it. Okay, that's Abaye. The Pashup Shat in Abaye is that Abaye is trying to say, Chashem on Chashem Shvasa. But Suffolk Milvi Shana. That's what Rashi says about Omar. Time and Rashi would of course have to say this because until now the Maskan of our Gemara seemed to be the Chashem Amona is Lo Chashem Shvasa. But Rashi, especially in Daf Gimel and also a little Beis and Beis, held the Chashem on Chashem Shvasa. Why? The answer is because Rashi passed him like Abaye, right? Rashi says Abaye Omar. Time and he's live to Rabbi Yochanan. Here, there's somebody trying to point out he could have said he's like Rabbi Yochanan. He's just reinterpreting Rabbi Yochanan. But right, we wouldn't make him swear because we're afraid he might steal. We're really just choshen from milva yish anu makim b'shashacha v'yichpor bo v'holuk v'tokim daliso v'nish v'shiyish l'vad mechatzia v'talazu shalod afil v'lima v'al kas v'shi. Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. The pasuk shad nevaye is that he holds the chashid on Mamona. Chashid Ashwasa, but Hashinan Limilvi Yishana, and the truth is in the end is that we're chosen for suffering Milvi Yishana, because in Avada Milvi Yishana it wouldn't bother us very much. This brings up the question, the question of, hold on a second. What does he do with all the other proofs? What about Rav Nachman Shavuos Hesses? If Chashem on Chashash Vasa, what about the Shalosh Shavuos Mashbiyin Oso? What about Shnei Nishbam and Olam Balabayis, Chanvani Al Pinkaso? So here we have a bit of a machlokus. What does he do with all these other cases? So, what does he do with all these other cases? If Chashem Amon is Chashem Shvasa, what does he do with all these other cases?
Same carrots.
That's the mainstream. This is the Tosfos and Rov Rishonim say, in every case, Chashem Amon is Chashem Shvasa, But he can always swear because no one's ever really chashed a mamon, right? Meaning, no one's ever really chashed a mamon, because everyone who we think is stealing, no, who says they're necessarily stealing? Maybe they're just trying to collect their suffering milvi yeshana. So no one, or their vada milvi yeshana. So no one's really chashed a mamon. That's what Tosa says, Safi Mil Yishani. Yeshalav Vahayi Gemashvim Yisrael Gimel Shavuah, so Yishrael Vahayi Notlin. Nami Chashid Hashem Mil Yishani Yishalav Lukachi in the Pogra below Shavuah. We got a Mojita below Shavuah. That's why the Chavani of Benkaso, the Chenvani, the Polim can't collect it out of Shavuah, because maybe they're taken because of a Safi Mil Yishani, and then they'll be Porish to the Shavuah. That's why in the case of, which is the case you mentioned? The Gimel Shavuah, so the Shomer is not Pachit without a Shavuah, because maybe he's taking it, to, maybe he's really stealing the Pekadim for a Safi Mil Yishani, it'll be Porish. Because of the Shavuah. This is very radical. It's a very rosy view of human nature, right? That anyone who steals may be really, even though we caught them without any excuse, I mean, these are not cases of Shamute Kodeshtamit, right? Yeah, maybe they're really just trying to collect the money which they think they were owed. This is of course, what's the question that you... What question comes up in that case? No, Chenvani al Pinkaso. Why does he swear? Because maybe, what's the case? Maybe the Chenvani really didn't give the money to Paul in, but the Baal Bais owes him a tab of Milvi Yeshana, the Baal Bais forgot about, and therefore he tried to collect his Milvi Yeshana. If so, exactly. Kofar Mikada, not just Kofar Mikada, meaning any Gazlan, right? Right? Kofar Mikada just happens to be in a Kamara. Why is Kofar Bipikadom, or really any goslin, right? Anyone who steals money without an excuse has an excuse, right? Meaning someone who stam doesn't pay his debts, not possible ages, we think they're mishtamote. So okay, that's not an unreasonable excuse, meaning this is a normal derech of people. This is like going a little bit far out. Why is okay, that's the question we showed him, which we'll get back to in a second. One way out of this question is to say, let's not go crazy in the first place. Maybe Abaye didn't mean that. Maybe Abaye didn't mean that. Who says maybe Abaye didn't mean this? Says maybe Mode Abaye. He admits Chashir Amunah is not Chashir Shvasa. He's not saying Milvi Yishana everywhere. And Chayshinan, the Milvi Yishana, is only by one particular case. It's not an entirely new view of human nature. What's the one particular case, of course? Right. Now, no one says this as their only shot, but who suggests this shot? There are only two Rishonim who suggest this shot. The Ramban and the Shita, quoting the Tosfos Harash. Not exactly sure what the Tosfos Harash are. Maybe someone could figure that out. Right? Okay, why does he want to give a special shot to this? So here, the Ramban and the Tosfos Harash say in slightly different angles. Right? But they're saying that the Tosos Harash says this is basically just, he doesn't use the word, a dechia bi'alma. What Abaye is saying is that if chashed amamona, chashed ashwasa, I could explain our Mishnah because of Milvi Yishana. Really, Chashon is lo Chashon Shvasa. Really, he's not saying the Svara of Milvi Yishana, and it's not a general Svara. He's saying that if I wanted to be Docha, theoretical possibility, right? What's the Lashon of the Tosfos Harash? He says, one second, should be right here, in his second shot. He says, Inami, this is of course against Abai. Abai has to assume that Abai. Rashi, this is against Rashi. Rashi assumes that we pass in Chashash and Chashash Rasa. But he says, Inami, he says, theoretically, the Divrei Hamakshe, according to the other sheet that we don't hold like, I theoretically could have said that, but here, we're Chosim Lovli Yishana, more than any other case. So he says, either, here is special, either because of the takana. They wanted to make a takana, they saw the Ardor, this is a good takana, so they like were relied on the Milvi Yishana to make a takana. Yeah, basically, like Milvi Yishana is not a good svara, but over here they might have relied on them to make a takana. This says the Doris Achronim, the Hutzrichu takana, Zatolina, Milvi Yishana. Maybe they needed an Ardor to make this takana, or better, he says, the Dlo Shchiach. It's uncommon. What's common that people do? Normal people. What's a common they do in business? One guy embezzles from the business a little more than he's supposed to. I give you something, you don't give it back. You know, this is a common that I go over and grab like stuff from you in the street. That's a very uncommon thing to do. There are muggers who do that. They're pickpockets. But that's a very uncommon thing for most people to do. And therefore, normally, by the Chanvani al Pinkaso, nah, we're choshes. The guy saw an opportunity to make a buck. Right, by the Shomer, we're choshes, saw an opportunity to make a buck. But to be take something from someone on the street, that's already a little pasnished. It's pasnished for middle class people to like grab something from someone else in the street, right? Meaning, halabai should be pasnished for Yidden to do anything wrong. But we all know that, like, would middle class people hold on to something and not give it back? It could be, after a guy's not so from. Could someone say they laid out money for you, like the Chanvani, and they really didn't lay out money for you? After, how you for Mayolim? These things happen in the business world all the time. You know, but it's not mistaken that middle-class people go over and I grab their coat on the street. That's not the derech of middle-class people. Therefore, why would someone go so crazy? The guy must be crazy, because what drives someone crazy? This guy owes me money and he's not paying me. Then I go crazy. And then I do extraordinary things. So there's a specific latest on something, in this case only, of Milva Yishana. So either because of Dakana, which is weak, or because, what's his Lashon? Okay, I illustrate it with funny words. But he really said, Lo Shchiya Sheyachtzav Anav Panav Likkof V'tal Shviyad Chaver Yom Shalihu Lo Sheyish Lo Tfiyah Lavein Yoch Lamashkino. Right? It's not Shchiya someone of the chutzpah to grab something that someone else and says it's his, unless he's a time that the guy's refusing and he's really mad at him. Right? And he's really desperate. It's not Shchiya, or because Lo Shchiya Sheyiskov V'chuli in Lo V'chuli. It's not Shchiya people would do this. So this is a specific like something here. So according to the second shot of the Tosa Rush, shot number two,
what? He's supposed to like the Ramban directly.
Yeah, according to the second shot in Tosfos Rush, he's saying Abai is not changing the way we look at all of Choshen Mishpat. It's a specific ha'ar about this one specific case, and even so, it's only theoretically what we might have said, and not what we really say. Right? So even so, it's only like beginner ha'ar, you know, theoretically what we could have said. But in the end, we don't need to say it. The Ramban in his second shot also, again, no one has this in the first shot. The Ramban, although you could ask Tos Loshon Rishon, Tos Loshon Achron, the Ramban says in his second shot, says, V'yesh lefaris abai lo polig adam rinaman of lo chashish rasa, ela de Rabbi Yochanan polig de amr lo zhei kolech v'echer holof tov tish lishu chaber, v'azabai lo chashish rom she'en choshim lekach. Right, so, what does Abai say? this is basically the same thing as the Ramban in his second shot. He says no. It's not that it's a theoretical dechiyah. It's that he's not entering into our discussion at all. It's an entirely new point. He says he's not responding to the issue of Choshen Ashuasa. He's just arguing about why they made the takana, and he's saying this pshat. He says he's not responding to Choshev and Choshev, so he's perfectly happy Choshev and Choshev. So according to the second shot of the Tosafos Rosh and Ramban, no one argues Choshev and Choshev, that's a maskana. Abai is not arguing. Either according to the Tosafos Rosh, Abai is theoretically saying how you could have been docha in this one case. According to the Ramban, he's not interested in Choshev. He's just going back and saying, you know what, you're all right about Choshev and Choshev, so that was all true. But I have a new ha'or about this case. I don't think Chazal were choshev that a stam middle class person would go and grab someone's house on the street and say it was theirs. Right? I think that what Chazal were choshev is that people who feel their odom will be yeshana. What? Why? Because a stam person is not chotzev to grab something out of someone's hand and claim it's his, just stam because he wants to make money. That's not what people do. And therefore, he says, people don't grab their friend's house and stop. We're not choshev people on such a low madrega. We're choshev people for white collar crime. Basically, what's he saying? Everyone knows. You're choshev the yidden for white collar crimes. Okay, theoretically, soon we'll all be on a high madrega. But as of today, tomorrow will be different. But as of today, we're still choshev yidden might do white collar crimes. They might not all have such Yerushalayim. But we're not choshev them for mugging someone, taking their talus in the street and saying it's mine. That's just, it's not a common thing, like that really someone grabs someone's talus in the street and says it's theirs. Therefore, the only reason he might have grabbed someone's talus, this is like Kils Rush says, is because of a previous sichsuch between them. Then it makes sense. You see this all the time. When someone wants to steal money, like regular middle class Orthodox Jew, or non-Orthodox Jew, same thing I think in this, you know, the Orthodox Jews do it a little less. They have a little more Yerushalayim, but okay, even they're not perfect. They might embezzle. They might file false expense reports. That could happen. They're not going to go like mamash beat someone up and take something out of their hands, unless they already have a sichsuch between them. You know that if two people have a sichsuch between them already, then one guy gets so mad at the other guy for ripping him off that he'll do things that are not typical for people of his social status. That he'll go and grab the talis and stand in the street. And that's their Ramban saying, there's a civic psychological machlokes only about tokev taliso. That it's, we don't think that Jews, our average Jew is so low class that he goes and just bops people in the street and takes his cell phone from his hand. That's not shriach. But if the guy owes him money, refuses to pay, and they have a sichsuch between them, then he drives people out of their das, and a person gets to the point will grab someone's cell phone in the street and say it was mine. And therefore, it's a specific machlokes about here. It has nothing to do with chashan ron chashan shvasa. So according to this, we haven't changed our mind at all. Chashan ron lo chashan shvasa, shalom al Yisrael. But according to the mainstream approach, Tosfos and the first pshat in the Ramban and the first pshat in the Tosfos Rush and most Rishonim, or all the other Rishonim discuss it, which is a vast majority of Rishonim, say no, Abai is changing our whole perspective. Chashan amona is chashan shvasa. He thinks that people who would steal would swear falsely. People don't have this bifurcated religiosity. Anyone who has little enough Yerushalayim to steal has little enough Yerushalayim to swear falsely. But we don't think the guy's stealing because we have a rosy view of human nature and say he's not even stealing. He's probably just trying to resolve a pre-existing sichsuch. Then the question becomes, why is kofar b'kadon pasul eidos? Why is anyone pasul eidos? Meaning, why is anyone ever a rusher for stealing? Maybe it's a milvah yishana, right? So what's the answer? Oh, what's the question? Questions are better. Questions worth two answers.
My question is just on something that Rashi said. Why does Rashi assume that somebody has a shibud on Orban Chasim?
Oh, we'll get back to that. That's the next Makor sheet. Please. Rishon, Rishon, Achron, Achron. So, what's pshat? So, there's something in the Shidur Gubetzes called a... called a shita. Meaning, it's like shita lenova lamit, like they say, right? The shita mekubetzes, so we don't know who wrote it, says something sort of radical. He says, no, mamish, well, how do you resolve the stira? I forget the shita lenova. You tell me how to resolve the stira. You resolve the stira for me. Taka, why if every chosh, If everyone who's stealing we think is because of Milvi Yashana and he's not Chashan Mamona, then why is he possible Eidos?
Because he must have come from a previous time, like our previous.
But maybe it was Milvi Yashana. What does Kofa Mikado mean? We catch you stealing from me, right? I give you my computer to watch, and you say you never received it, and it's in your briefcase.
Because I'm still...
Right? So, we say now you're God of your possible ages. No, maybe you're taking my computer because of a Milvi Yashana.
I'm still a Russian.
There's a difference between Shikano and Ages. This is, if you just say Mikado, there's a difference between the Shvua of Mikado and Shvua of Ages. Say this is possible from a Gaza, Mikado.
What... I think you're getting the word wrong there.
Puzzle for Eidos, but he's still chosheh on the Shvuah.
He's puzzle for Eidos. Right. He's still chosheh on the Shvuah. That is what everyone says except for the Shita. Right? The Shita says a weird psychological chiluk. Might as well put him on the side here. Right? Shita says it's a psychological chiluk. What's the psychological chiluk? It's not a lomdish chiluk. It's a psychological chiluk. What's the difference between our case and the case of Kof Bikadon? The case of Kof Bikadon was caught. Our case was not caught. Right, meaning it was just a chashad. What's the psychological difference? After all, he didn't know if he'd be caught or not. So here you have to be a little, be willing to swallow a little assumption and assume that you do know that you'll be caught. He says that if there's no Edom against you, then we assume it's because of a Milvi Yashana. But every case of Pasul Eidos must be where there are Eidim against you, right? How can we know you're Pasul Eidos if we didn't catch you? If there are Eidim against you, then he makes no kimta, anyone with the chutzpah to steal in front of Eidim has chutzpah to steal stam, not because of a Milvi Yashana. You see this a little bit dachuk. It's assuming that people know if they'll be caught or not. I mean, from what I've seen in real life criminals, I know Sherlock Holmes, it sounds like everyone thinks they won't be caught. But what he says is that he says, the dachuk psychological kimta. Someone who's caught being kofri kadom means they were so chutzpahdik, they stole in a way that people noticed. Anyone who steals in a way that people notice is just a hardened criminal, is just a gangster. In our case, someone who steals in a way they might get away with it. Anyone who steals in a way they might get away with it, hasn't become a hardened gangster. And therefore, we give them the benefit of the doubt and assume Milvi Yashana. This is actually the most liberal shot. What he's saying is that anyone who steals without Edim, we really think it's because of a Milvi Yashana. The only time we actually consider someone a Russia is if they steal in front of Edim. Because, like, if they have chutzpah steal in front of Edim, they're obviously outcasts from civilized society. Right? Anyone who would steal in front of Edim is just not a member of civil society. Right? They're like mamish, like a gangster. So that's a big, but that's a big chiddush.
You could say the exact opposite also.
You could say the exact opposite also.
The person is totally confident that it's theirs. It's not even chutzpah, it's really mine.
And a chanami. Okay, we'll leave that b'tzarek Ian for now. Everyone else says it's more of a lumdish chiluk, right? Everyone else says it's a lumdish chiluk. Now, what is the lumdish chiluk? Someone tell me, what's the lumdish chiluk? Why is the guy not chashed on Momo when he's talking to Alisha Chaveiro or Chanvani Alpinkaso or Shvuas Heses or Mashpinos or Shalosh Shvuos or all these other cases? But a Kofa Bikadon is Pasul Eidos. Meaning it's the same guy, right? When the Kofa Bikadon is Kofa and we say, we're Mashpia, you Gimel Shvuos, or Mashpia, you Shvuas Heses, Rav Nachman, we say, you know what, even if he's stealing from Milvi Yashana. But the same guy, once we catch him red-handed and convict him, we say now you're Pasul Eidos. Why? It's obviously a lumdish chiluk, same guy. Not like the Shinnu Vet says, there's a difference between a guy who knows he'll be caught and a guy who knows he won't be caught.
He's a Russia. Meaning he did it. Fine, there's a way you have a Milvi Yashana, there's a way to go to that, there's a way to go to that. And now that we've convicted you, you're Russia. Russia's a technical, fundamental
assault. Okay, who says that?
I have no idea.
That's the Rimi Gash, I think. What does the Rimi Gash say? The Rimi Gash in the Shita says, Shesha'al Tavalam, or Akofer Milvi Kashal Eidos, and Kavan Pasul Eidos. Right? Why to be machsher the guy who was going to be cut in the middle of Yishana? Tshuva. Eker mashen nemar. Dimos of Yol Yishana. Yishol v'lini yishol nachshu yishol yishol shaker. Amlini akashras v'apaslus. Feeling his barishim of Yishana yishol lo b'yosakor b'kanu pasul eidos. He says here what I think is a very, very big chiddush. What's his big chiddush? Right? The Rimi Gash says that even if it is a Milvi Yashana, meaning he also has a rosy view of human nature, Taka maybe it's a Milvi Yashana. What does he say? Even if it is a Milvi Yashana, that makes him not Chashud Lishvuah, but he's still Hustle Le'edus. That just makes him not Chashud, but he's still Puzzle. Why is he still Puzzle? What did he do wrong if it's really Milvi Yashana? You still can't, and what part of it can't you do? So here is specific. He says, what do you mean? If you owe me money, that's ridiculous. If you owe me money, let's say you owe me $1,000. I have the right to take anything worth $1,000 of you and say it's mine? No, I have to say, look, I have a mashkon. If you don't pay me, I'll collect the mashkon. I have to give the option of redeeming it, right? I can't just say it's mine. Meaning, even if you owe me the $1,000, I can't take anything I want from your house that's worth $1,000. And even if I have a mashkon, even if I have a mashkon, that doesn't mean I can keep it. That means if you don't pay me, but you have the right to pay me cash, right? So what are you saying? You owe me cash. Instead, I'm forcibly taking your money, taking your piece of property instead of cash. Now, that's usher. That's gzeila. What did the Gemara say before some bottom hayim and bays? The Gemara says that what's the din of someone who takes someone's property instead of cash? And do people think it's usher or mutter? Below the Rimashul, Mori Hetera, right? Mori Hetera. This is a first case of Mori Hetera, right? Meaning, you owe me the money. Instead of the money, I'm taking a specific object of yours and keeping it forever. Right? Again, not taking a specific object and letting you redeem it. That would be the regular din of pawnbroking, of mashkel. Right? I'm taking a specific object of yours that I'm homemade and I want forever. He says, that's not only losachbog. The guy didn't say rotsani, that's even lo sigzol, he thinks. If the guy didn't say rotsani, he thinks that's even lo sigzol. Right? it's before, whatever it is mori hetera. So obviously, what's the Rimi Gash assuming? Put two and two together. He's saying the isser is taking the object instead of the money. Right? Because he forcibly took an object instead of money. The Gemara explicitly says people are more heter to themselves to take objects instead of money. Doesn't the Gemara explicitly say people are more heter? So the Rimi Gash says very poshut. Now, here, ad kan divrei Rimi Gash, black and white. Here is what you have to add just based on svar muchrachas, the Rimi Gash. The Gemara says you're more heter. Obviously, what the Rimi Gash thinks is that the mori hetera makes you not chashud. You're not chashud, but you still did the aveira, so you are a rasha de chamas. Meaning, mori hetera doesn't mean that it's okay. Mori hetera means psychologically you're not chashud. Why you're not chashud? Because you made an excuse for what you did, so you wouldn't do things that are inexcusable. But mori hetera doesn't make you not a rasha. You're still a rasha. You still stole. You still stole. If you still, meaning, it's not like ishtamute. Ishtamute, what's the meaning? Ishtamute means I wasn't really stealing. I was planning to pay you tomorrow. Ishtamute means you're not a rush at all. You didn't really steal. You just were going to pay him tomorrow. But over here, I did really steal. I just think it's okay to do this kind of stealing. So if I think it's okay to do this kind of stealing, I might not be chashed on other aveiros. But I'm still a rush. What do you mean? If I think it's okay to steal, then I'm chashed leidos? No. Anyone who steals, even if they think it's okay to steal, even if they only steal in some cases where they think it's okay, if the guy does a mamish, a permanent stealing, and he thinks it's okay, he's still a rush. The obvious difference is that chashud is a practical chash, but psol eidos is a formal psol of gzela. So basically what this guy did is a kind of gzela that people might convince themselves is okay. So if you do a kind of gzela convince yourself it's okay, you're not chashed hashwasa. Because psychologically, you're only doing things you convince yourself is okay. You wouldn't swear falsely, but you're still psol eidos. You're still psol eidos, because psol eidos doesn't matter if you thought it was okay or not. It doesn't matter. Mor heter doesn't make it okay. That's his chiddush. His chiddush is that a thief in mor heter is still psol eidos. Don't say, oh, he's just a shogeg, he didn't do anything wrong, he's still psol eidos. No. A thief with mor heter, not like an ishtamute. An ishtamute is not really stealing. He's planning to pay tomorrow. This guy, no, he's planning to keep your object forever. Since he's planning to keep your object forever, that's a thief. He's just a thief of the mor heter. You know what? A lot of people steal from mor heter. And mor heter, because I need the money more than he does. So that doesn't change it. You're still a Rosh HaDechamish. You're still possible to eat us. So I think that's the main chiluk he's saying, that psychologically you have an excuse for what you're doing, so you're not chashed HaShvula. But even if it is a milvi yashana, you're still possible to eat us. Because a milvi yashana is not a tzaddik. A milvi yashana is a Rasha with a psychological justification. But therefore, he's still a Rasha. That's the etzem chiddush of the Rimigash. The chiddush is that a tofes bishvil milvet yeshana is still a Rasha, even though it's mefurish that people think it's okay and are more hetero to themselves. That's hey, mcday. More hetero, I'm paying money, right? I'm paying money. I gave you the milvet yeshana.
You have to read the whole thing differently. If you change a Mishnah from just saying a talus to a wad of $100 bills, you'd have to learn it totally different because the $100 bills is a cash. Then there's all the deus that you can actually grab the cash back if he owes you, not an object.
Correct. The crazy thing that would come out of the Rimigash then, you're making a good point, is that if I'm kofrin and pikadon of cash, I should be kafshul eidos. That would be a very mechudish nafkamina, no? But that's what seems to come out, no?
Why is that? Why is that?
That's a good, yeah, it does seem that would be tremendous. That would be a bigger chiddush, right? That would be a tremendous chiddush to the Rimigash, right? Because the Rimigash thinks that the only reason he's pasul eidos is because he violated stealing and paying money. But if it was money, then l'chora, no one thinks that that's gzela. If you owe me money, cash, I take cash. That's not gzela. That's just repaying my debt. So that would be a tremendous chiddush that would come out of this Rimigash. Would he actually pass it that way? We have no way of knowing, but that's what would seem to come out.
What case is the Rimigash talking about here? So he's talking about a case of someone who's mamish.
You give me a cow and I'm kofer, right? You give me a cow and watch and I'm kofer. Then he says, why am I apostle? I'm apostle because Tanakh maybe was Milvi Shana. He also has a rosy view of human nature and thinks it was because of Milvi Shana. But that's still, I'm still a Rasha, even if I take your property from Milvi Shana. Yeah, and even though I think it's okay, I'm still a Rasha. Thinking it's okay doesn't change me being a Rasha. That's the chiddush of Rimigash. This is not what most Rishonim assume. Most Rishonim assume like neither of these answers. What do most Rishonim assume? Anyone? What does Tosfos say? Does Tosfos say any? Oh, good. Who are you just quoting, Yishai?
Ramban says
right. The Ran and the Ramban says a similar thing. So the Ramban, I think, is pretty clear. Obviously, we're talking about his first answer. His second answer is a different universe. Is a different universe entirely. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says a different love to shut up. Right? The Ramban says, what's the difference? What's the chiluk? The chiluk is, over here for the Rimigash, the chiluk is bein chshad lepaslos. Lepaslos le'idos. And he obviously has to take, I think the tzad of the chakir that we mentioned earlier, the psol eidos is a formal shame and not a practical shot, if you remember that whole thing with the confusing tosos and Irvin and Bechoros. The Ramban says, no, it's a chiluk bein safek levadai. Our whole sugya of chashan mono chashash was is talking about someone who's We think he might be stealing, right? But we don't know. That's the point. We think you might, I mean, talus. 50-50, right? There's certainly no more than 50% odds that you stole the talus, right? Kifu, maybe it was really both of yours. 2%, 49% was all his, 49% all yours, right? So we only have a suffix shot in you. Oh, all these cases in the Gemara, the Chavroni al Pinkaso, 50-50 whether you're stealing or not, right? The Mashbino so Shuas Hasen, I don't, probably you're not stealing. The Gimel Shuas of the Shomer, probably you're not stealing, right? It's just you might be stealing, as opposed to Kof Bikado means, we Vadai caught you stealing. So what's the difference? He says very poshut. He says this Svar of Milvi Yeshana is not like Ishtamute. What's the difference? Obvious common sense. You don't need to be a lamdan to know the difference. Ishtamute, I want you to pay. And you're trying to, and you refuse to pay. You're really trying to stall till you get the money. That's a common thing that will happen. That's a reasonable scenario. Milvi Yeshana is really, it's somewhat out of left field, right? Like, why would we assume that you're stealing because of a Milvi Yeshana? So what does he say? He says, that's really begeder like a far out suffix. So he says, no, the difference is very pashut. That, I don't want to say suffing Milvi Yeshana. That sounds like what the Gemara calls suffing Milvi Yeshana. What I mean is the possibility of Milvi Yeshana, and that's basically what he says. He says, ain suffix shash Milvi Yeshana. Again, I don't mean suffix Milvi Yeshana like you thought he might not be money. I mean the suffix that there might be such a thing as a Milvi Yeshana in this case. Motzi midei vadai gneva. Meaning, Kof begun his apostle Aedus, he vadai stole. If you vadai stole, whatever, a theory is not going to, I mean, we caught you stealing. We caught you stealing, and there's no common likely excuse for what you did. Theoretically, you could have stolen to the Milvi Yeshana. A far out theory is not going to be motzi, overcome, avados. But over here, what's the issue? Over here, the issue is just, maybe you're stealing, right? What's the issue is? The issue is the talus. Maybe you're telling the truth. Maybe you stole the talus. If you stole the talus, wouldn't you also swear falsely? Yeah. But we say, maybe you took it to Milvi Yeshana. The difference is a formal difference in the rules of Sfeikos and Vados. Even though you might say, what's the difference? What's the difference between something is a, you know, 100% you stole? Obviously, 2% chance of Milvi Yeshana, 98%. We say, that's still 100. Suppose over here we say, there's a 50% chance you stole. But it's really only 49%, maybe because of Milvi Yeshana. Either way, if you told the truth, you told the truth. And if you're lying, you probably will swear falsely. Right? Either way, on the tzad that you're lying, you're 90% likely to swear falsely. But no, there's a difference in terms of chalulios. When someone has a vadai chalos on them, then we need a very strong reason to question that. When we're not sure what to think of someone, then even a small reason will be able to be day that. And that's what he says. Ain't some million motzi de vadai neva. Aval motzi midei suffik. Right, in all our cases, the shuar, of course, are suffering kashan mamona. We haven't caught you doing anything yet. That's why we want to put a shuar on you. So that's what he says. Milvi Yeshana is a factor that comes into play when we're not sure how to look at someone. But it's not a factor that comes into play when someone has been convicted straight out. Now, who's the first Rishon to actually ask this question? If so, why is it called to be called an apostle Aedus? If it could always be a Milvi Yeshana? Implicitly. Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say to answer it? Let's read Tosfos. Suffing Milvi Yeshana Yeshlo Olav. Ha'ayidu Hashbidu Sogimol Shuvos Yishnein Nishbam Minot Lunami Chashinan Shema Milvi Yeshana Yeshlo Olav. Ulekach Ein Lefotro Belo Shvua V'gam Lo Yitav Lo Shvua. Right? Every case is Suffing Milvi Yeshana. That's how you make you swear. Avol B'gazlan Vadev Kok Mikodun Ein Lehach Shemitam Shema Milvi Yeshana Yeshlo Olav. But if someone's actually been caught stealing, then we shouldn't kasha them because of Suffing Milvi Yeshana Yeshlo Olav. So what does Tosfos mean to answer this question? Could be saying the same thing as the Rabban. What's he saying? Over here it's a chash. So then we say, okay, but over there where it's a vadai, right, when it comes to a case of a vadai, then we're not going to believe you. So it could be, that's what Tosfos means also. But it could be that's what Tosfos means, means also. In the Tosfos Rush, again, in his first answer, because the second answer, as you recall, is a different planet. It sounds a little different. He does throw in the Ramban line also, but it sounds like he's trying to say more than that. He says, V'yem tomar kov b'kodom my apostle le'edos, the Tosfos Rush, V'yem shlom edabai mechal b'yedos l'shvua, t'mestam nechshad e'n l'fosfo l'shvua, d'im ken yafshad amaf l'yom sh'yafkin a nifkad. Tov Yoser Shenisla Dabar Sav Mil Bishanu Sheatilu Alav Shvua Yifrosh Bishanu Shvua V'yachzer Ha Pikado. Aval Kof Pikado Sheroan Edim Shugazim Shkof Pikado Sheyesh Miyadu Ein Lo Hotzi Mama Beitus Of Kliyas Mil Bishanu El Adram Nomi Shugazim Lo Asay Sav Mil Bishanu Ma Bidevada Gazlin. So, in the end, he says, in some mitzvah they vada, in some mitzvah they suffer. But first, I think he's trying to say it differently. Maybe this is what Tosis means. Tosis means is, what's the problem with believing him, right, in the case of a kofar pikadon? If we trust him for edus, then... Right? What are we doing? We're going to like take money out of something else. We're really relying on him, right? So we can't really like rely on someone and make an effect of his words. We can't cash on Edus because of something nobody shana. That's ridiculous. Just because maybe there's some small chance. That's, I think, what the Tosas Rush is. And maybe this is what Tosas means. You'll see if I am able to convince you or not. But I admit this is not as clear. But I think the difference is pashut. What's the problem in our sugya? Somewhere says, chashem on chashem shuasa. So what? So what would be so terrible if he was chashem shuasa? So the Rifa says there's an isser, right? But let's assume not so pashut there's an isser, right? It was not so pashut to say there's an isser. What's the problem? What's the problem if he's chashem on chashem shuasa? So what? So it shouldn't believe him, but... You know, why not just might as well throw a shvua on him? What do we have to lose? He's going to get half the talus anyway. Why not throw a shvua on him? So the answer is because, like, the shvua is pointless. Right? Like, if he would lie anyway, what's the point? Right? Shvua's hesis. Why not just throw shvuas on everyone anyway? Oh, because it's pointless. If they lie anyway, what's the point? Right? Shvua's a shomrim. Right? If he'd lie anyway, what's the point? If they're going to lie anyway, what's the point? Right, this is going back to the Tosas Rit, if you recall, from the other Manda Omar. It's going to be very parallel. I think the Tosas Rit thing is this, is that when it comes to Kashrus Le'edos, there, do we really think Milvi Yeshana is a reason to rely on his Edos? Like, do we really think it's a Milvi Yeshana? What are the odds that it was because of Milvi Yeshana? Is Milvi Yeshana really such a great svar that we're going to capture someone and let him be an aide and maybe he'll kill someone, maybe he'll be molesting someone's money, maybe he'll do all kinds of chaluyos, right? Just because maybe it was Milvi Yeshana? Come on, do you really believe it was Milvi Yeshana? We catch some guy stealing. You really believe it was Milvi Yeshana? What do you say, Moshe?
No.
No, okay, maybe, I don't know, like Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev might have held differently, right? But I don't know, really, come on, give me, that's like a Rav Levi Yitzchak story, Milva Yeshanik, well, we caught you stealing, yesh kvol. So then, clearly, no. Meaning, he's saying, I think what he's trying to say, at least at first, and this is what the Ramban already started to say, he says, this is like a weak suffix, it's only good for getting us fakos. I think he's saying sharper, even. And I think this is what Tos is saying, but, is there still some reason it's worth making him take a shvua? Is there still some reason why it's worth making him take a shvua sashomrim or making him take a shvua on the talis? Like, is it pointless for him to take the shvua? Well, if he's telling the truth, it's pointless for him to take the shvua. If he's lying and he's a thief and he would swear falsely, it's pointless to take the shvua. But just in case, you never know. Could it be Milvi Yeshana? Could be, right? Just in case it's Milvi Yeshana, you might as well make him take a shvua. Again, if you assume the problem with the shvua of a chashad is not an isser, but the problem is a lack of birur. So, I mean, there won't be a lot of birur here. But it can't hurt. I mean, what's the other alternative? The other alternative is to let him go scot-free. So we might as well make him take a shvua. Shvua's hesis. The other alternative is to let him go scot-free. We might as well make him take a shvua, right? Shomrim. The other alternative is just let him get away with it. So we might as well make him take a shvua. So maybe that's what he means. That there's still a small toelis in the shvua. We don't really, I think that really what Tosus means, let's look at Tosus again. What does Tosus say? What's the Lashon of Tosus? The Lashon of Tosus is, Chachina shemil rishon yishlo l'kach ein lefot rabul shvua. There's no need to patter without a shvua. There's no need to let him get away with it. He might as well take a shvua. What does Tosfos say? Ein lefot rabul shvua. Like, you don't have to let him get away with it. Is a shvua worth terribly much? Sounds even Tosfos like, I don't know. I mean, Tosfos might mean like the Ramban. The Tosfos Rush saying both ideas. But Tosfos Rush, I think what he's trying to say at first is he's trying to say two reasons. First, he says, I'll read it to you again. That Abay Mechalid Enus L'Shvua, that Mdeich Shad Enlef, that, what does he say? Enlef Osl L'Shvua, then Kenny Afshad Amavkin. Why not let you take a Shvua? Then the guy will just lose anyway. Right? So we won't make you take a Shvua on the Talos. I'm going to lose half my Talos anyway. We won't let you take a Shvua on the Shomer. I'm going to lose my Kodan anyway. Right? We won't make the Chanvani and the Paulim swear. The Baal Weiss is going to lose the money anyway. Like, you might as well take a shvua, right? It can't hurt to take a shvua. Again, assuming that no iser in being mashbia chashin, it can't hurt to make. You might as well make take a shvua because, like, there might be some elis to the shvua. Maybe that's what I'm saying. There's some elis to the shvua because maybe it's a milva yishanim. But when it comes to edus, aval kov regadish ron edim shugaz l'shkov regadish yeshaviyano elotim mama beedus a please milva yishanim. What do you mean? We're going to let him be Motzi Mama? We're going to somech on his Eidos? Because Milvi Shana? We're never going to be somech on this idea of Milvi Shana. We're never somech on Milvi Shana. Just, we might as well make him take a Shvua, because why not? Can't hurt to make him take a Shvua. Like, why potter him? So I think that, again, what the Tosfos Rush is saying, and then he goes on, he says with the Ramban, he says, and Adraba, in the case of the, what we got to say, Ein Safek Motzi Deiva, then here it's only a Safek whether he's lying. But I think what he's pointing out at first is that there's a difference between whether we're somech on him or whether there's a tuelos kol shehu. We're never somech on Milvi Yishana. But is it a slight possibility that might make it worth taking a shvua just in case? It's a 2% chance. Should we be having a shvua, the 2% chance it'll help? Why not? So I think that what the Tosfos Rush is saying here is that if you ask what is this Milvi Yishana, the Shita is saying that, and the Rimigash are saying that, the Shita is saying that, we really assume there's a good chance of Milvi Yishana. But only in a case where there's no Edim, right? And the Rimigash is saying, also, I think we really assume there's a good chance of Milvi Yishana. But that doesn't help, because even a Milvi Yishana still makes you formally a Rasha. I think what the Ramban is saying is that, nah, it's Begeder. Suffolk Bialma, it's not even a big suffolk. It's not really enough to like make us really think something like the Rimigash and the Shita assume. They have a very rosy view of human nature. No. We really think everyone's a tzaddik is a Milvi Yishana. Oh, why are we ever pass to someone? Oh, because psychologically that case is different, or because they still did an aveira even though they were more ahead to themselves. But we really think it was a Milvi Yishana. Man's saying, we don't really think it's a Milvi Yishana. It's just a suffolk Bialma. It's enough of a suffolk that it can ruin a suffolk. But not through Nevada. And I think with Tosfos Rush, and maybe this is what Tosfos means. What does Tosfos mean? Ein lefot rabul shvua. There's no need to patter without a shvua. There's no need to let him get money without a shvua. Like, he might as well take the shvua. That here, it's just like, it's just a to'eles kol shehu, right? It's not even like much of a suffix, Milvi Yishana. It just means like it's better than nothing. Like, is there any reason to make you swear? Well, there's more than a 0% reason to make you swear. Because if you're telling the truth, there's no tuelis making you swear. If you're a thief, you swear falsely. There's no tuelis. But there's some slight chance for something Milvi Yishana, so we might as well. It's really just a call. And then, of course, we won't be so mech on that. Like, what's the intention of the ages? We're going to be so mech on that to let you be an aid? No, it's only to put a shmu on you because Tosfos seems to assume here, unlike the Ritva and unlike the Ravan, that there's no iser in putting a shmu on someone. And therefore, as long as there's some toelis, we might as well put a shvua on you.
This all goes, not to get ahead, but this goes with holding. He's not allowed to toface and make a shvua.
Aha! You mean the Rimigash?
Yeah.
Correct, absolutely.
Why are we cautious for that this might be Motzi Lazan Bezdin? Meaning that they're taking shvuas from people who are not legitimate.
So we assume that, at the very least, since no one knows exactly the truth at this point, right? It's just all Hasharas B'Alma, it's all Chashad. So we assume that won't be Motzi Laz. It could be that he would admit, once the guy means Vade convicted, we shouldn't let him swear at all because of Motzi Laz. But at this point, it's not going to look bad because no one knows who's right. Right? So I have to look bad. Okay. Now, That is the Pashup Shad and just understanding what Abai is saying. Now, the Rishonah here bring up the very fascinating question, which will be a little similar, although not really, I'll be lumped this conceptually at all, to the next famous Sugya of Tukva Kohen, which is, like, how does this work? Like, really? I can take it, and this with the Rimigash. Like, the Rimigash may be the question, well, you know what? Forget about whether it's likely there's a Mobi Yashana or not, right? Forget about whether, like, you really believe the story of Mobi Yashana. Tainich, it is a Mobi Yashana. Does that make it okay? Rimigash obviously thinks not, right? He just thinks it makes it a Moriheter. So that's the question. If it really is a Mobi Yashana, does that make it okay? Or does that make it a... or does that make it a Moriheter? Right in the middle of the Yashana. So, the Rimigash clearly thinks that Milvi Yashana is, that the Rimigash clearly thinks that it is an Isser Gomer, right? That it's Gzela and the Lachor Shmosh Sheker also, if you swear to it, right? However, what does Rashi sound like? Rashi sounds like, sorry, the Nishba Sheish would make that say, but Talazu Shalom, the Ha, Vilu Glima, the Al Kasve, Shiva Lay. So, now, Lamaisa, do I own it or not? If I did take it from Milvi Yashana, not a Suffolk of Vade Milvi Yashana, right? What happens if I take your Talis because of a Milve Yashana? So now, there's a few questions here. Right. What happens if I take your talis for a Milvi Yashana? One question is, what are the two questions you're going to ask about the permissibility? One question is, am I allowed to take your talis for Milvi Yashana? And second question is, there are actually three questions. One is, can I take your talis for Milvi Yashana? Then once I do, I have two possible tactics. What are the two things I can go into Bezin and say? Exactly. I could come into Bezin and say that's the Balmor's kasha, right? The famous kasha of Balmor here is, it's a Milvi Yashana. Why didn't you just go into Bezin and say Milvi Yashana, right? Why not just say Milvi Yashana? So I could go in and say Milvi Yashana, or I could go in and swear that it's mine. Now, the question of those three questions, if I go in and say Milvi Yashana, the question is whether I'll win or lose. If I swear that it's mine, I'll win. The question is, will I burn in hell or will I die? Right? Well, like, is that a Shmosh Sheker or not? Right? Do I lo yinak Hashem Eister Yishas Shmol Hashav or not? So, let's start with the Rimigash and Rashi's question. Let's start with the obvious question of, what does the Rimigash say? The Rimigash, actually, he's not so explicitly discussing, am I allowed to grab it or not? What he seems to be more focusing on is, am I allowed to grab it or not? That he's not so explicit about. Right? What is it for sure that I'm not allowed to do? Says the Rimigash. What's for sure, Gzela? Maybe if I grabbed it and then admitted that it was for Milvi Yashana, maybe he wouldn't have any objection to that. Right? Rex Nita Nasam Lufdoso. What's the Rimigash problem? I can't keep your talus for the Milvi Yashana. That's Gzela. What gives me the right to your talus for Milvi Yashana? So let's ask the first question. Right? If I grabbed a talis for Milvi Yashana, can I keep it and swear it's mine? Right? Can I keep it and swear it's mine? So the Rimigash seems pretty clear to think no. Right? That's exactly the Gezel. The Gezel is just that. I can't say the goof is mine. I have to admit it's a Milvi Yashana and offer to let you redeem it and pay your Milvi Yashana. Right? What do I have to say? I have to say, look, you owe me the Milvi Yashana. I now have a mashkon. I have the upper hand. Pay me. I'll give you back your mashkon. I can't keep it and say it's mine. But what does... is the opinion of who else agrees with the... Who else agrees with the Rimigash? Do we see anyone else who agrees with the Rimigash? The Nemuke Yosef and the mainstream Yishonah. What does the Nemuke Yosef say? The Nemuke Yosef is just copying over the Chiddush Ran and the Chiddush Ramban. And this really becomes the mainstream Pesach. he says, the Mukhe Yosef says, if I, what did the Mukhe Yosef say? Okay. If you owe me money and I grab something of yours, can I win my case if I play my cards right? You owe me money and I'm holding something of yours, and I grab something of yours. Am I in a good position according to the Mukhe Yosef? Josh?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm just saying it's mine.
We go and say it's mine.
I go say it's mine?
I
go say, and that's Mutter? Against the Rimigash? That's not what Chaim was saying. What? No, we're not asking what's Mutter. Can I? Not will it work, right? Meaning, is it Mutter? Meaning, here, it's a no-brainer will it work. Of course it'll work, because everyone will think it's mine, right? That's a no-brainer, right? That's a stupid question. Of course, if I grab this watch, and he comes into court and says, you grab my watch. Say, what do you mean? It's my watch. I bought it 5 years ago, and I don't keep the receipts for so long, and whatever, whatever, whatever. And I swear it's my watch. Of course I'll win. It's another push that I'll win. Right? Meaning, I'm holding it, right? That's a push that I'll win. Shnai Mosul Metalis. Push that the guy goes and says, I swear that at least half the palace is mine, he'll win. That's a no-brainer. That's not an interesting question. Of course he'll win. Because he'll fool everyone. The question is, will he win and laugh all the way his Meva Esrim? Or will he laugh after the Meva Esrim as well, right? He'll win, he'll laugh all the way to the Kever. The question is, subsequently, will he laugh or will he cry? Right? That's the question. Right? Or, the question is, if he's caught, right? Allah the Rimigash. If we catch him, will he be puzzled? Or, not. If he catch him and it really was him, it'll be a Shana. Meaning, everyone agrees if we catch him and he theorizes Mulvi Yashani, he speculates Mulvi Yashani, well, listen to him, ain't suffering Mulvi Devada, right? But if we catch him and it really was Mulvi Yashani, let's say, either A, after I may have asked him, I go upstairs and they say, why'd you steal? I say, he owed me the Mulvi Yashani. So will I be okay or not? Or if Bezer brings Eidos, two Eidim come and say, we saw Bednar steal it from Josh Berman, but we also saw there was really Mulvi Yashani. Will I be okay in Bezer? Will I be okay in Bezer, right? That's a valid question. Am I doing a terrible Avera or not? So Rimi Gash says, I'm doing an Avera, I'm a Goslin. I'm a Goslin Gomer. And who agrees with the... who agrees with the Rimi Gash? I think that... one second. Where did I have this written down? All right, Lomashana. I think most Rishonim agree with the Rimi Gash here. Most Rishonim, if you look, for example, at the Mukhe Yosef, which I just put on, it's right here in the book, right? But a lot, again, the Mukhe Yosef here is a quote of the Chiddush Ramban and the Chiddush Ran, and it's implicit in the Mochamos, most of what he says. Although the Mochamos is more just arguing with the Balamor. Says the Mukhe Yosef, I will read it to you, if you have a non-reform Gemara. It is the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, at the end of the first line. V'ha damrin and hachshik toin kula shalim shemil v'yashan lo chashid amamona lav lamin demotzi l'mevet hachi. Of course, I can't say it's mine because of a mil v'yashana. Lakume nafshi v'chove. Right? I mean the same as a man. I can't keep it for my chove. What right do I have to keep it for my chove? Shei shalom. And then my demand shamle. Who evaluated it that it belongs to me for my chov, right? Who collected it for my chov? Right? I can decide on my own to collect any property of yours for my chov? Really? Kidam Rina Paragamani Zonas. What is saying Amoni Zonas? The Gemara says that an Amon is allowed to sell her the property of her late husband's estate for her Mizonos, right? Paragamani Zonas. But there's once a case for an Amon, and there's once a case for someone who was an Amon who was in a serious, similar fiduciary responsibility. Who said, oh, it borrowed to me this field, my husband worth 400, so I'm taking this for 400, you know, and I'll spend $400 on my Mizonos. And what happened? All of a sudden the field went up in value. She says, boy, I got a good deal. I like bought it for my husband's estate. Before, and then it went up in value, and Beth says, no way. You have to give it back to the husband's estate. The husband's estate made the money, not you. Man Shamlach, who assigned it to you for your debt? And he owed you $400 for Mizonos, meaning the estate owes an almana for Mizonos, right? Till she remarries. So ain't gonna owe you $400. You can't just take any property and say, now it's mine for that amount of money. No, there has to be a formal process of saying this property is worth this much and it goes to you in exchange for your debt. You can't just automatically collect debts. So he says, if you don't mean Ella de Iutoyamoreheter. Right? What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means, right, doesn't the Gemara say Milvi Shana makes it okay? Isn't that what the Gemara says, right? Milvi Yishana makes him not chashit. The question is, what if it means Milvi Yishana makes him not chashit? Aser. So why isn't he chashit? If what he's doing is aser, the answer is, because he's more, he thinks it's okay, right? For sure. I mean, if you owe me money and you're lying, you refuse to pay it, I think anything's okay to get my money back. I think it's okay to claim this is my talis and even to swear that it's my talis. The Gemara says, why don't you give it out of the shvua, bro? What's the point of the shvua? There's no point of the shvua. If he thinks it's okay, he thinks he can swear also. Right? But that's not true. Tie you more hetter, but toss he's more hetter. That's the Rimi Gash also admitted. Remember the way you put on the board? The Rimi Gash admitted you're more hetter. But more hetter doesn't save you from apostles. Avavadai man de isle zuze gabi chavre v'nokimine mashkinu pikadon. But vadai, someone who their friend owes him money, and now I had take a mashkon or pikadon from you, and now I have the upper hand, I'm not allowed to swear and say that it's mine. Chas v'shalom. What right do I have to lie and say this is mine? What made it mine? It's not mine. You owe me money. You don't owe me this object. What should you do? Yomer lemelsa kitzuras v'edina. I have to say kitzuras v'edina. What do I have to say? I have to come to Bezdin and say, where's this watch? I say, look, I admit I grabbed this watch from Josh. But he owes me 20 bucks that he forgot about and is refusing to pay me. And what will happen? And what's going to happen? He says, no problem, you'll win, you'll be okay. Just be an honest guy, right? If grab Josh's watch, because not to hate grab Josh's watch. Go into Bezin, don't say, I swear it's my watch. What do you mean that sheker, that shua sheker, that zeylan shua sheker? Man shamlach. Who assigned it to you as payment for your debt? You can't enforce your debts on your own, right? Rather, I should go to bed and say, I admit I grabbed it from him. But he owes me 20 bucks, and then what will happen? I'll win. Why will I win? Meaning, assuming this is worth more than 20 bucks. This was more than 20 bucks?
Let's say yes.
Okay, let's say yes. It's always hard to tell with used things. Why will I win? Why will I win at Tidig Mehen? In four letters? Or three, depending on if you write Chasser or Mali. Who said that? Migo. Migo, right? Since I could have said it was my watch, Migo, I could have said it was my watch, I'm Neman to say that he owed me the money, right? Where do we see this principle in Shas? That I can grab, someone owes me money, I can grab something of theirs, and I'm Neman up to the value. Obviously, if I grab a $20 watch and say he owes me $1,000, it's not going to help me, right? I don't have anything more than $20 Migo. But up to, where do we see in the Gemara that I grab someone's property and I say they owe me money, I'm Neman b'migo? Hanu easy does it, chush v'adah, right? That's the principle. Principle is, b'shvua, okay, all the Rishonim have Masori, even though it's not in Shas, most of the Rishonim have Masori, you have to think of Shvua in that case. But I'm Neman ad today, ad today, and that's what he says. So this is the Ramban, Ran, and the Mukhi Yosef. All say that it's Usser. I thought I had some other people written down also. But now I don't. And the Raivit is coming from a slightly different angle, so I'm going to leave that for now. The Raivit doesn't actually. Does he actually talk about what you say afterwards, or just when you grab it originally? I don't remember the lush in the Raivit. The Raivit, it's someplace here, right? Yeah, but does he talk about what you tie in Bezdin or just your original grabbing? I think he just talks about your original grabbing more. Okay, and this is definitely, by the way, how we paskin. However, Josh is going to tell me, right? Josh was waiting with such nice savlanot, right? The Rashi says, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, no, what do you mean it's true? I feel good on the task of Shiva, yeah, Mahabaya. So... Mutter, right?
Wait, what's mutter? The grabbing or the saying?
We're not talking about the grabbing, we're talking about the tining. Although, but I would assume if the tining is mutter, the grabbing is mutter. I think that's you'd have to put your arm like this to deny that. Pashtus, if it's mutter to tine, it's mine, then pashtus, it was mutter to grab it. I'm saying I'll be pashtus. Okay, so first of all, you're coming up to a very, very problematic methodological issue when it comes to the Mukhi Yosef or Ran al Arif, whoever's on the Rif, which is that the Derek Mukhi Yosef is to always quote Rashi at first, and then when he goes into Arichas on issues, say his opinion, and it's very often there's a stira between the fact that he always starts by quoting Rashi, and then what he says later on, and that's a methodological question. Do you have to resolve every steer in the Mukhe Yosef? Or could it be that he always quotes Rashi first? That's just his derech to quote Rashi, not necessarily to endorse it. That is a very, very difficult question. Whether, you know, methodologically, the Mukhe Yosef has to hold from everything. Because you know his derech is, he always quotes Rashi. That's his derech. So does that mean he holds from it or not? But second of all, as we'll see in a second, it's not a problem anyway. Someone remind me again which ritva is first and second in this one? Okay, first Yosha and then Chodesh. So it's going in chronological order. Okay, great. Okay, I'll try to remember from that one. Where is it? One second, I'm sorry. Tana? Here we are. Okay. No, the new one is first. The new one is first. I apologize. Let's just check. Okay, let's start with Rashi while I find this. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Tak, I can't swear. It really is mine, right? All your properties are meshuvah to me. So is that mukhrach that Rashi holds against the Rimigash? Is it mukhrach that Rashi is against the Rimigash? Is it mukhrach that anyone is matter this? Seems like a little crazy, no? Meaning, like, would you be comfortable being matcha this? A guy says, meaning, Tanakh is enough of a shy that we won't be able to finish today. If a guy says, can I just go and do a din la'atzmo and be the Wild West, start grabbing things? Tanakh, that's enough of a shy, right? That's the Balamor Asser and the Ravid Asser and the Ksos dealt with. But the guy said, I'm mamish to swear that it's my watch when he just owes me money? That sounds like a big finish. But Rashi says, no, there's a svara. Well, it is my watch. I have a shiva nechasa on all of his nechasim. So is it mukhrach that Rashi is against the Rimigash?
No.
Why not?
That's why it's more ahead there.
Ah, so that's the tricky part in Rashi. I saw in the Imri Marashach, I know the footnotes quoted something else in the Imri Marashach. I didn't find that part, but I found this Dion. He is Mesopic. Is Rashi saying the din, or is Rashi saying the Haros Heter? Chayshin on Shem Milvi Shani Yeshlo, Olav Alzeo, Makabo Shacha V'yich Barbo, V'holech V'tok Nalish V'nish V'shi Yeshlo, D'mei Chatzal Shlo Shal Filu Glimer Shal Kisvei Shabbat Lay. Is that the truth, or is that just what the guy thinks? It's not Pashin and Rashi. You could say, Rashi's agreeing with the Rimigash. He's just saying what the guy thinks, why he's not Choshin. But he's not saying the guy's right. It's not Burr in the Lashon of Rashi, whether the guy's right or wrong. He's just saying what the guy thinks. So, maybe Rashi, certainly at first glance, Rashi sounds like the answer. I say, no, it's much to swear that it's my watch. Why is it much to swear? Meaning, l'chorid the mode, it's usher for me to swear that I bought it in a store, right? Meaning, at a certain point, sheker is sheker, right? Meaning, you know, the shuas vitoi, even if it makes no nafkamina for money. But to swear that it's my watch, right? What does the guy swear? It's my talis. Swear it's my watch. It is my watch. Through Sheba, through the din of Sheba. Through the din of Sheba, it's my watch. But in Rashi, it's not mukhrach. In Rashi, it's not mukhrach. One second. In Rashi, it's not mukhrach because he could just be saying what the guy what the guy thinks. But in the Ritva, it's mukhrach. Okay, someone remember from now on the Chadoshim are first. What's the Simanech? Chadoshim Gam Yishanim. Right? Pasuk Shir Shir. Now remember, Chadoshim Gam Yishanim. Dodi Tzofanti Lach. Okay. The, yeah?
Well, Rashi, I'm saying, Saras Hashas points is more in Bava Kama, where he says that, Avidim Shidina Lenafshe, and that's what he says. There's a, my Gemara has a chet that goes to, shows the Gemara in Bava Kama.
Your Gemara has a chet. That's not a Masorah Shas chet. That's a new that's a new thing here, right? The Hagos, right? You can tell it's new because it says Tsiyonim, and Tsiyonim are new. Okay, it's kind of an awkward. Oh no, Micah says Yudalfogbet. Who knows? Okay, you have to figure out what he means by Bava Kama. What else does it say? I don't know. I don't know what these new things say. What else does it say? Anyone? What else does it say? What else does it say? Babakama Chavzayin and Bet? What's the Babakama Chavzayin and Bet? That's relevant to this. All the Yochronim. Look in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Daled. Just look through the Ramah with Shachan Pesachei Tshuva. And then come back and tell me what that footnote means. Seder?
Okay, but what about the Gemara? There's that footnote, but then there is the Gemara in Kaf Zayin. Babakama.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
So what? Avodin Shdil Nafshe. Avodin Shdil Nafshe applies to here. Avodin Shdil Nafshe applies to collecting a debt. What about Man Shamlach and the Gemara in Ksubas? What about Lo Savol Biso Lavot Avoto? Right? Doesn't enforce Pasuk that I'm allowed to grab things for the debt. What about the fact that the Rishonim write that Avodin Shdil Nafshe is only if I have proof? And here I don't have proof. What about the fact that we showed him right, Avodin Shdil Nafshe is only if you steal a particular chief that's from me, not if you owe me money? And not so pashut. I'm not saying it can't be. I'm just saying very far from pashut, right? What, I just give you four reasons why that's not, why that might not be relevant. But even though Rashi might not hold for it, someone does hold for it. Who's the someone? The someone is the Ritva Chadoshim. The Ritva says, what's the Ritva's diyuk? The Ritva's diyuk was, Yachi Nishko Blo Shua. Ah! Now, again, I could read this whole thing more heter. Ah, he's more heter. I'll let him get away with that on the shuv. He's more heter. He might as well just close up shop. He says, no, he understands more. It's not just about more heter. It's about taka being correct. Kedin. Perishim yeshul ganegu klom kedin tofesbo. Agav, why did you guys all confuse me? I'm not going to embarrass the person who said that Yishanim comes first. Make them raise their hand against the first bus and sure. The Yerchasim L'Ritva, meaning the Ritva Yishanim, exactly copies over the exact word for word Ramban, Hindu Sharbanim, Yosef. That's a story that went straight through and skipped the Ritva. Meaning, even though he was part of the same school of thought, okay, we're all individuals, and a person doesn't have to automatically agree to everything people around them think. He says, Kedin! Since they don't say, what do you mean? Isn't it still Shua Sheker? Again, what would the other Rishonim say? They didn't say it's still Shua Sheker, because who cares that it's Shua Sheker? The guy's more heter, so what difference does it make the Shua Sheker? He's more heter. Meaning they're assuming just like he's more heter on the money, he's more heter on the Shua. Right? After all, he's more heter, he says, Kolachas Meshubadli. Isn't that a more heter that I can swear? Not to mention the fact that, you know, Mikeshti Tapal, and, you know, Midas Anamode Bamodimlo, and look, what happened when Esau Avinu was trying to be Merame, Yitzchak Yaakov had to be Merame a little back. That's the way in the world. Fight fire with fire. Right? So he says, no, he says it's not psychology. It's a Shavuos Emes. Right? Behind the Chiyukim, the time Mishim Sof, and Milvah, the Tov, and Zakshina, and Hakiyah, and the Tov, and the Zakh, and the Mishvek, and the Lomash Lokadin. What's the first question? The Mishvek says, ah, a guy who might steal Sofik Mammon might be Chosh to take a Sofik Shua, but he won't. What do you mean? Sofik Shua Sheker. Meaning Sofik Shua Zemes. What do you mean? Isn't it Vadai Shua Sheker? Yeah, everyone else reads it. Sofek, he thinks it's Shua Sheker. Sofek, he thinks it's Shua Shemes. He says, no. He takes the Gemara. The Gemara is not, this whole Gemara is not talking about what he thinks. It's talking about the truth. That's the basic Yisod. Right? The Gemara is not about Mor Heter. The Gemara is about the Din. Right? And this is, the Ritva is Bimfurash. And once the Ritva is Bimfurash, so it could be that who is he Somachan? Maybe he understood that Rashi was also Bimfurash and not just Mor Heter. The simple Pshat of Rashi is like that. And while you can always say, well, it's only one person, Rashi, and maybe he didn't mean it even though it sounds like that, once it's not only one person, it's a real Shita. So this is, yeah.
I forgot, does the
Ritva
bring a raya that from the
Gemara's
Kashmir, Yehachi
Nishko Bo
Shua, sound like it's a
din
thing? That's not,
right, but that's not a strong raya. Yehachi Nishko Bo Shua, if he's being more heter himself because of Milvi Yashana, then what's the point of giving him a Shua? He'll be more heter to take a Shua also. We haven't accomplished anything. Why waste our time? Right? Again, for the Ritva, Yehachi, he's right. Why put a Shua on him? For the other Shua, Yehachi's more heter. Why put a Shua on a more heter? He'll be more heter on the Shua also. We'll be back to square one. That's the two ways of reading the Gemara. What's the fundamental machlokas here? Here you have and clearly I will add that in the Shittim Gubetzis, the Maritats, who I didn't put on the Korah sheet, but there's a Maritats in the Shittim Gubetzis, who I know it's a very short break today. Maybe we'll where's the Maritats? Oh. And next year's a Monday. That's going to kill me. Here we are. He said, quote Rashi, right? He says, Yochozeh li shavad of the chayfet zu shalo. Right? Yochozeh, right? And the Mahari Katz, the Shiva Gebet says that Rashi is the Ritva. Yesh l'dakta d'yachal l'shava shushalo. That he really can swear, not just the Mor Hector, that he really can halokha l'maisi paskin for zval batin, that they could. Here we have a very, very fundamental, machlokas. Are you, if someone owes you money, are you allowed to all of a sudden take their property and keep it and swear that it's yours? Or is that gezela and, and shua sheker? L'chora, once you get out of gezela, you could also get out of shua sheker. Because if you really have a right to it, then its taka becomes yours. So does it become yours? Can you collect your own debts? Does collecting your own debts work or not? Most Rishonim hold, no, you can't collect your own debts. What's the principle? The principle is man shamlach. You have no such thing as collecting debts on your own and taking whatever you want from someone. Right? That's ridiculous. Man shamlach. The question is, how does Rashi and the Ritva get out of the taina of man shamlach? And that's something which I haven't seen much in the Rishonim. Only in the Achronim. Yeah. So you could say Avadinish Dino Lenafshe. The problem is that, but there's still a Din of Mam Shamlach, meaning it can't be. Meaning it's really true that I can go and take anything of yours because Avadinish Dino Lenafshe. Avadinish Dino Lenafshe applies here. What do you do with Mam Shamlach? So basically, there are 2 days in the Achronim, right? And with that, we'll end. What about Man Shamlach? So in the Achronah, I've seen, not in the classic old-fashioned ones, the ones in the footnotes, I have 2 opinions. Either A, you try to water down Rashi in the Ritva. See, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what's the lashon of Rashi? Shehu Shalom? Is that the lashon of Rashi? Right, Shehu Shalom. Shehu Shalom, what's the lashon of the Ritva? Read me the lashon of the Ritva.
Kedin Tofes
Bo. What about the Shvuah Lav Shikru? It's not a Shvuah, it's not a Shvuah Sheker. Right, so what happened? You water them down. You could say that you're allowed to swear Shehu Shalom or Yeshliba, isn't that the original Lashon? Yeshliba? You show Rashi Yeshu Shalom and not Yeshliba? Yes, Shalom, fine.
This is for
Bitoras Mashkon. It doesn't really mean you're allowed to keep it. They didn't really argue. They just said you can be liberal with Shvuas. You can say it's mine. How's it mine? There's a rule, Bal Chov. Finish the rule? Amar of Yitzchak? Bal Chov Kona Mashkon. Right? The Kiddush Nafches and the rest of Shas.
Is this for a Suffolk?
No, for a Bali Milky Shas. You could say, I'm not really allowed to keep it. I'm just allowed to swear it's mine, but it's Mashkon, or Yeshli Ba, which is the Lashon, Yeshli Ba Shibat Mashkon. So it could be that they don't really mean to argue fundamentally on the Rimigash. Then they really agree to the other Rishonim. They just argue about stretching the Shvua.
But that's worse, because it's worse to go grab a Mashkon than to grab a.
Ah, okay, hold that thought. So you could say, or, but of course this doesn't work for the Mahari Katz. The Mahari Katz says explicitly, you could even swear the Lashon of Lahadam, you could swear like the most explicit Lashon ever, right? Because he says you could swear even explicit Lashon that was always mine. The other option is, or that's totally mine, rather. The other, the Pashup shot is, that there's a fundamental machlokas. There's a fundamental machlokas. Rashi and Ritva hold you can collect your own debt. After all, Avin Inishnila Nafshe, right? You can collect your own debt. Oh, what are the Sugya Man Shamlach? What does Man Shamlach mean? They're having a fundamental machlokas of what Man Shamlach means. Literally, what does Sham mean? A praise. Who appraised it for you? What are the 2 ways of reading the problem? Who appraised it for you? Fundamental or technical?
Like, you know the value or who made you?
Technically, you might just say, how did you know the value? Right? Or fundamentally, you might say, hold on, who did the collection for you? You can't collect things on your own. So he says very posh it. They hold man shamlach equals fundamentally, someone, meaning like a Beis Din, has to give it to you. Sheva means I can collect, but someone has to collect it for me. Well, Rashi says, no. Man Shamlach is a technical problem. And,
hold on. Is it hard to figure out how much a talus is worth? No. What's hard to figure out how much it's worth? Land, diamonds, antiques, man Shamlach. But a talus, what if you show a talus? You go to any store, they all sell the same talus, right? What do I grab for you? I don't know. I grab for you a suit from Hamashbir. Hamashbir sells suits like that every day. You don't need to go to Hamashbir. Just go on the internet, go on eBay and see how much they sell for, right? Whatever it is. Again, it's not going to work for land.
But it's a technical problem for items whose value is unknown. But they have two totally different ideas about what a shibud means. This is a fundamental machlokas that about shibud. Again, number one, it's a technical machlokas about whether you can stretch the lashon of Yeshua. But they both agree you can't keep it. Or no, this is a fundamental machlokas. Rov Rishonim hold, shibud means you have the ability to collect, but someone needs, a Beis Din needs to give it to you. Right? Rashi just said, no, shibud means it's already yours. Obviously, he has the ability to be a nice guy and pay you cash, but once he's not a nice guy, then shibud means it's already yours. They have a very strong notion of shibud, to the point where shibud means you can take it on your own. Oh, what does man shamlach means that you can take it on your own if you know the value. You can't estimate the value on your own because then you're an ogei habadavar, and how do we know you're right? But if it's a talis, if it's something you buy in the shuk, then of course you can take it on your own. Then it's really, really yours. Then it's totally your object. So here they're having a fundamental machlokes about the nature of a shibud, a collection of debts, whether man shamlach means fundamentally you have no right to his property. You just could get it through Beis Din. Or no, man shamlach means fundamentally you do have a right to his property. And, we'll complicate this a little more next time. Fundamentally you do have a right to his property. There's just a technical problem. There's a technical problem if you don't know how much property he owes you. Who says you know it's worth 400? Maybe it was worth 450. Go figure how much it's worth, without having a Beis Din of Shamayin. But if it's something that you can buy in a store, then there's no problem, man shamlach. So they're having a fundamental machlokas about the nature of a shibud and the nature of collecting debts. We'll have to come back to next time. If they're fundamental machlokas about the nature of shibud, they hold shibud as just a right to collect, and he holds shibud as really a bible, like we discussed once. Or maybe they're having a different machlokas that maybe they both hold the shibud is a very strong bailus. They're having machlok that lo savol beis olav avoto. One says the Torah put a lot of safeguards in place to protect debtors. And Rashi holds the Torah didn't put as many safeguards in place to protect debtors. To protect debtors, we'll come back to that in Mitzvah Shem next time. Okay, wishing everyone a continued freilich.
And
remember
not
to let the Greeks win.
If you can go take the, what is the object he owes you?
What?